Good morning, brothers and sisters.
前些天，孙弟兄让我和郑弟兄两位，在今天的聚会当中和弟兄姐妹们在传福音的事情上有些鼓励。
Brother Sun wanted myself and Brother John to have some encouragement for all of us.
我心里边实在是压力很大。
And I had great burden in my heart.
我们知道下一个礼拜就是我们教会的大传福音。
Because next weekend is our big gospel conference.
但是我相信这个鼓励不是光为了下一个礼拜。
But I believe that this encouragement is not only for next weekend.
乃是我们基督徒的一生应该是传福音的生活。
But rather that as Christians, our entire life should be a life of preaching the gospel.
所以我在最近的祷告当中呢，圣经中有一句话常常出现在我的心中。
And so as I was praying recently, a few passages from the Bible recurred in my heart.
这句话是在哥林多前书第十四章第八节。
These words are found in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 8.
这里边告诉我们说，若吹无定的号声，谁能预备打仗呢？
Here it says, for if the trumpet makes an uncertain sound, who will prepare for battle?
我在仔细读的时候呢，我发现保罗在这里边告诉我们说，这些有特定声音的号声呢，乃是一些简单容易明白的话语。
And as I read more carefully, I understood that these trumpet sounds, they have certain meanings.
所以我心里边就稍微受一点安慰和鼓励。
And so I felt a little bit more encouraged.
所以今天早晨愿意借着一些简单的话和弟兄姐妹们来有些共勉。
So this morning I want to use some simple sharing to mutually encourage one another.
我们先来读两处圣经。
We will first read two passages from the Bible.
第一处在约翰福音第十七章第十八节。
First is in the Gospel of John, chapter 17, verse 18.
约翰福音第十七章对我来说实在是非常非常宝贵的一章圣经。
For myself, John 17 is a very precious chapter.
因为这是主耶稣在上十字架之前一个非常长的祷告。
Because this was a long prayer of Jesus before he went on the cross.
在这里边我们看见主耶稣对他地上教会的心声。
And here we see Jesus praying for the church.
在第十八节这样说。
In verse 18 it says,
你怎样差我到世上，我也照样差他们到世上。
As you sent me into the world, I also have sent them into the world.
我们第二处圣经再来读一下马太福音第二十八章。
We next turn to Gospel of Matthew, chapter 28.
我们也是只读一节。
We'll read one verse.
第十九节。
Verse 19.
所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。
Go, therefore, and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
我想这两处圣经弟兄姐妹们都是非常熟悉的。
I believe brothers and sisters are familiar with these two passages.
特别是在马太福音第二十八章，这里边主耶稣给我们一个大的使命。
Especially in Matthew 28, this is the Great Commission.
这是一个命令。
It's a command.
这个命令今天成为我们今天在地上生活的使命。
And today this command is the commission for our life.
也成为我们基督徒的一个责任。
And is the responsibility of all Christians.
我们感觉到神的救恩是非常全备的。
And we feel that God's salvation is all-encompassing.
他要把我们这些属土的、有罪的人，我们的生命得以改变。
It's able to change our lives, those of us who belong to this world.
要把主耶稣他自己的生命和性情更多的做工在我们的身上。
And it will work Jesus' character and life into ourselves.
并且把我们组织在一起，成为他的身体，就是教会。
And it brings us together to be his body, which is the church.
在这个救恩当中有两个非常大的方面。
And in this gospel, there are two important aspects.
或者说至少有两个大的方面。
Or at least two different aspects.
一方面主耶稣要在我们里面工作。
On one hand, Jesus wants to work in our lives.
另一个方面他要借着我们工作。
But on the other hand, he wants to use us to work.
一个是 in us, working in us.
So one is to work in us.
一个是 through us.
And the other is to work through us.
但这两个方面是不能完全分开的。
And these are not mutually exclusive.
我觉得当我们传福音的时候。
And when we're preaching the gospel.
主耶稣是借着我们在地上成为他的见证。
Jesus uses us on this world to be his testimony.
但是同时呢，也借着这样的经历在我们里边工作。
But at the same time, he uses these experiences to work in us.
我们看见在整本福音书当中，
We see in the Gospels.
主耶稣常常是呼召人到他的面前来。
Many times Jesus calls people before him.
他说来到我的面前来。
And he says, come before me.
在约翰福音里边，这里边说的更清楚，要我们出世界。
And in John 17, it's more clear. It tells us to come out of this world.
然后呢，他要差人再回到这个世界当中去。
And then he sends us back into the world.
要进入到这个世界当中去。
To enter into the world.
约翰福音告诉我们说，神怎样差他到这个世上，他也照样怎样差我们到这个世上。
In John, it says how God sent Jesus into the world, he will send us into the world as well.
在马太福音第28章，他就讲得更清楚，所以你们要去。
And then in Matthew 28, it says, go therefore.
他要我们回到这个世界当中。
He wants us to go back into this world.
在这个世界当中为他做见证。
To be his testimony in this world.
所以我们在主那边接受了一个这样的命令。
And so we receive this command from the Lord.
用我们的一生要因着这个使命而活。
So that we can live by this commission.
这的确也是我们的责任。
And this is indeed our responsibility.
但主耶稣呢，他希望我们能够欢欢喜喜地接受这样一个使命。
But Jesus desires us to accept this commission joyfully.
我常常在想。
And I often think.
如果在我们周围，或者是我们认识不认识的人当中。
In our lives, those people around us, whether they believe or not.
如果有一个人他也生了病。
If one of them becomes ill,
这个病实在是不能治的。
And it's incurable.
我们知道他一定要死。
And we know that it is a terminal illness.
但是在我们手里边有一个方法，有一条道路是能够救他的。
But in our hands, there is a method that can save this person.
弟兄姐妹，我们愿意不愿意把这个方法告诉他？
Are we willing to provide this method to them?
我们愿不愿意把这个方法告诉他？
Are we willing to give them this chance?
感谢主，我相信我们都是愿意的。
I believe that we're all willing to do this.
我们今天所遇见的人当中。
And so the people that we meet today.
有许多人他们不认识主。
Many of them do not know the Lord.
他们正在急速地走向灭亡。
And they are walking towards destruction.
主耶稣已经把一条永生的道路告诉我们。
But Jesus has already given us this eternal life.
我们这条道路我们都知道。
And this path we all know.
我们都在正在经历。
And we are all experiencing this.
我们愿不愿意把这条道路指示给他们？
Are we willing to show them the same way?
这是我们传福音的责任。
This is our responsibility.
我相信我们都愿意。
And I believe that we are all willing.
因为这是一个大好的消息。
Because this is the good news.
神今天把这个消息的职分托付给我们。
And today, God has entrusted this news to us.
因为这个消息是人最大的需要。
Because this news is the greatest need of people.
我们所遇见的人当中，
the people that we meet,
无论他好像从外表上好像什么都有了，
maybe outwardly they appear to have everything,
好像什么都不缺，
and they lack nothing.
他自己当可能也没有认识到，
and maybe they don't even realize,
他最需要的是主耶稣，
that what they most need is Jesus.
我们今天在地上，
and today on this world,
我们最大的需要乃是主耶稣。
Our greatest need is Jesus.
因为这条道路能够使我们的罪得赦免。
Because this way allows us, allows our sins to be forgiven.
能够使我们享受平安喜乐的生活。
So that we can live a peaceful and joyful life.
更重要的，它能够把我们带进与神永远的同在当中。
More importantly, he can bring us into the eternal presence of the Lord.
正是为着这个救恩，主耶稣来到地上。
And it's for this salvation that Jesus came to this world.
所以我们今天在地上传福音乃是接续主的工作。
And so today, as we preach the gospel here, we are continuing the work of the Lord.
这是一个何等大的特权。
And this is a great authority.
我们知道我们的神是全有全丰的神。
And because we know that our God is almighty.
他不缺什么。
He lacks nothing.
他是创造宇宙天地万物的神。
And he created the heavens and the earth.
我们的生命也是他赐给的。
And our lives are given by him.
然而这样一位神去选择我们这些卑微渺小的人与他同工。
But such a God has chosen us lowly people to co-work with him.
我常常觉得这是非常奇妙的一件事情。
And oftentimes I feel this is amazing, amazing thing.
因为对我自己来说，我觉得我是何等的软弱。
Because for myself, I feel that I am very weak.
好像不能帮神做什么。
Like I cannot do anything for God.
但是神却验证了我们。
But God has chosen us.
他选择了我们每一个人 成为他今天在地上的同工。
And he's chosen each one of us to be his co-worker on this world.
我们实在要为此感谢神。
And so for this, we want to thank our Lord.
改变人心的工作只能神来做。
The work of changing lives can only be done by God.
但是他要我们和他一同撒种，让他一同浇灌。
But he asks us to sow the seed and to water the plants along with him.
这实在是一件太奇妙的事情。
And this truly is an amazing thing.
那是因为这件事情并且有永恒的价值。
And not only do these have eternal value.
我们知道我们今天在地上做许许多多的事情。
We know that on this world we do many things.
但是能够带进永恒的，能够有永恒价值的很少。
But things that are eternal value are few.
今天如果一个人他因着我们听见了福音。
And today, if someone hears the gospel because of us,
他生命得了改变。
And their lives are changed.
他的生命就有了永恒的价值。
Then their life has eternal value.
我们在地上与主同工也有了永恒的价值。
And our co-working with God has eternal value.
有些人是神特别量给我们个人的。
And some people have been especially entrusted to us.
若我们不是顺着圣灵的感动去传福音。
And if we do not follow the leading of the Holy Spirit to preach the gospel,
那这个人他可能永远就没有机会得救。
Then this person may never have the opportunity to be saved.
他就不能再认识神。
And this person will not know the Lord.
我们在神面前也是一个极大的亏损。
And this will be a loss to us and before God.
以前我看见尼托生弟兄的书中间有这样一个故事。
In the past, I read the story from Brother Watchman Nee.
他说在有一个国家有一个年轻人。
There was a young man.
他的名字叫 Todd.
And his name was Todd.
他过着一个非常毫无目的的生活。
And he led a very directionless life.
有一天在一个小镇子里边他遇见了一对年长的弟兄姐妹。
And one day in a village, he met an elderly couple.
这对年长的弟兄姐妹就对他心里边非常的有负担。
And this elderly couple had a great burden in their hearts for this young man.
在这几天当中就热情地接待他。
And in a few days, they very warmly took him into their house.
并且跟他传讲福音。
And preached the gospel to him.
而这个年轻人呢，就受了非常大的感动。
And this young man was deeply moved.
圣灵在他里边做开启的工作。
And the Holy Spirit opened up his heart.
让他看见他所生活的人生乃是一个罪恶的人生。
So that he realized that the life that he led was one full of sin.
所以他悔改接受神。
So he repented and accepted the Lord.
当他悔改之后呢，他们就谈到在这个小镇。
And after he repented, he learned that in this village,
传福音是非常难。
It's very difficult to preach the gospel.
因为在这里边有一个人，他的名字叫 Mr. Dickens.
Because in this village there was another person, Miss Dickens.
非常反对福音。
And she is very against the gospel.
若是有人传福音呢，他就或者是打他们，或者是骂他们。有的时候甚至拿出枪来，威吓他们。
And if anyone tries to preach the gospel to this person, she will threaten them and maybe curse them.
所以在他住那个街道上，没有人敢提主耶稣的名字。
And so on the streets, no one dares speak the name of Jesus.
所以这时候圣灵把一个非常重的负担放在这个年轻人他的心中。
At this point, the Holy Spirit gave a very strong burden to this young man, Todd.
这个时候他刚刚得救还不到一个小时。
And at this time, he wasn't even saved for an hour.
他说我一定要去见这个人。
But he said, I want to go meet this person.
这对年长的弟兄姐妹就跟他劝他说你还是不要去了。
And the elderly couple told him to not go.
因为在我们中间有很多人都去过了，大家都失败了。
Because they said that among us, many have gone to Miss Dickens and have failed.
所以，但是他说呢，我一定要去。
But the young man said, I need to go.
他说我心中有一个极大的负担。
Because I have a great burden in my heart.
所以他就来到这个 Mr. Dickens 的家中。
And so he came to this Mr. Dickens' house.
他敲了门，有一位老人出来给他开门。
And this old man came.
他说年轻人，你要什么？你要在这里边做什么
？And he asked, What do you want?
他就跟他讲说我可不可以进去跟你谈一谈。
And Todd said, can I have a chat with you?
所以他说可以，那你就进来吧。
And so Todd went inside.
他说我今天来呢是要告诉你你需要接受耶稣作为你的救主。
So Todd told him that I'm here today to tell you that you need to accept Jesus as your Savior.
这个老人看着他非常的生气。
And the old man looked at him and he was furious.
他说，我想你在这边是生人，你不知道我。
And he said, I believe that you are new here and you do not know me.
所以我今天还给你个机会，我让你现在赶紧走，我就不要打你了。
So I will give you an opportunity to leave now and I will not hurt you.
但他的说呢，我今天来是要让你认识耶稣。
But Todd said, I'm here today, for you to know Jesus.
这个老人就非常生气，他说你不知道我，因为我在这个地方没有人敢跟我传福音。
And the old man said, well, you don't know me because here, no one dares preach the gospel to me.
若人跟我提起耶稣的名字，我就会打他们。
Because if anyone, mentions the name of Jesus to me, I will beat them.
他的还是说呢，我今天来就是让你能够接受耶稣作为你的救主。
And Todd repeated, I'm here today so that you can accept Jesus as your Savior.
所以我们看见这个老人那时候就真的生气了。
And then we see that the old man became very angry.
他就跑到他楼上把他枪拿出来。
And he went upstairs to get his gun.
他说今天如果你现在不走的话，我就开枪打死你。
And he told Todd that if you do not leave now, then I will shoot you.
但是 Todd 对他讲说你可以开枪打我，但是在这之前我可不可以为你做一个祷告？
And Todd said, well, you can shoot me, but before you do, can I pray for you?
所以他就跪在他家的客厅当中。
And so Todd, knelt there in his living room.
他祷告只有一句话，大概他那时候祷告可能只知道这一句话。
And he only prayed, one phrase, maybe the only phrase that he knew.
他说，主耶稣，我求你救这个人。
He said, Lord Jesus, I ask that you can save this man.
他在那边一直在祷告，主耶稣，我求你救这个人。
And he prayed, Lord Jesus, please save this man.
后来祷告了很久，他听见这个人把枪放下。
And after a long while, he heard the old man lay down the gun.
接下来他看见这个老人也跟他一同跪在地上。
And then, Mr. Dickens knelt on the ground with him.
他也在祷告说，主耶稣，求你赦免我。
And the old man prayed,Lord Jesus, please forgive me.
之后呢，这个 Mr. Dickens 对 Todd 讲。
And then afterwards, Mr. Dickens told Todd.
他说以前我听见过福音。
He said, in the past, I've heard of the gospel.
但是今天我看见了福音。
But today I saw the gospel.
我们实在是感谢主。
And so we truly thank the Lord.
因为神把一些人量给我们。
Because, he gives us certain people.
如果我们不去救他们，他们可能就没有机会得救。
If we do not go save them, then they may not have the chance.
我们知道祷告实在是传福音的根基。
And we know that prayer is the foundation of the gospel.
是最简单的祷告，在神面前是有功效的。
And even the most simple prayer, is effective before the Lord.
传福音乃是一个征战。
And the gospel, is a battle.
我们在这个故事中看见那是一个何等的征战。
And so in the story, we see the battle, occurring.
我们今天可能都不会遇见这种大的征战。
And so today we may not encounter such, battles.
但是我们知道在灵里边我们所面对的还是一个征战。
But we know that in our spirit, what we face is still a battle.
要攻破仇敌在人心中所设下的各样的营垒。
To break through, the obstacles that the enemy has set up in all these people.
我们需要祷告。
We need to pray.
我们每个人得救都是在我们的背后。或者说我们知道或者我们不知道有许多的弟兄姐妹为我们祷告。
And when we are saved, whether we know it or not, many people have been behind, praying for us.
有许多人邀请我们。
And many people have invited us.
或者当时我们对这些人都不是特别感激。
And perhaps, in the beginning we were not very grateful to these people.
有时候我们觉得还是觉得好蛮烦的啊。
Or we felt, pretty irritated by these people.
但是当我们得到这个救恩的时候，
But when we receive the salvation,
我们对他们都心存感激。
Then, we hold this great, deep gratitude.
上一次孙弟兄在讲到的时候提到那个年长的弟兄用三轮车去接他听福音。
Last time Brother Sun shared how, there was an old man who, had, a cart to take him to the gospel meeting.
有一次我们也听见 Brack 弟兄讲到他的 cousin 怎样在小的时候给他传福音。
And we also heard a brother Breck share about how his cousin shared the gospel with him.
我们都知道在我们每个人得救的背后。
So we know that behind, our salvation,
有人为我们祷告，有人来邀请我们。
There have been people who prayed for us and brought us to church.
这些人是我们一生中都要感激的人。
And these are people that we should be thankful for our entire lives.
今天神把这个职分托付给我们每位弟兄姐妹。
And today, God has given us this responsibility.
我也想到在我没有信主之前。
And I thought back to before I was saved.
在那时候我在佛罗里达。
At that time, I was in Florida.
有一位弟兄，他名字叫唐新如。
There was a brother Tang there.
其实我对记人名是特别不会记的。
And for myself, I have a hard time remembering names.
但是这个名字好像我在一生中都永远不会忘记。
But I don't think I will ever forget this name.
因为他常常给我打电话。
Because he often called me.
有时候真的是我和青玲觉得，哎呀，我们一听电话就觉得可能就是打假电话，我们干脆不要接了。
So my wife and I came to a point where every time the phone rang, we didn't want to pick it up in case that it was this person.
但是我心里边非常的感激他。
But I truly am grateful to him.
因为他在神面前忠心。
Because he was faithful before God.
他也成了我一生服侍的一个榜样。
And he became an example in service to me.
也许今天在地上我们还有机会见面。
And we may still have a chance to meet on this earth.
如果没有的话，我想将来有一天我们在主耶稣那里边见面的时候。
But if not, we will meet before the Lord one day.
还要找到我们的弟兄说一声谢谢。
And I will look for my brother to say thank you.
说谢谢你无私的生命实在是激励了我。
And thank you for your life that has encouraged me.
在我们中间我们看见很多的弟兄姐妹。
And so among us we see many brothers and sisters.
他们在默默地承受着生活里边各种各样的压力。
And in their lives they encounter all kinds of pressure.
但是他们还能够把时间分出来。
But they can still set apart time.
把爱分给人。
And to give love to others.
我们实在是要为这个感谢神。
And so for this, we want to thank the Lord.
因为神把一些人量给我们。
God has given us certain people.
我们实在是要在神面前尽忠心。
And so we ought to be accountable before God.
所以当我们出去邀请福音朋友们的时候。
So when we go out to invite gospel friends.
有时候我们看见他的表情实在是非常清楚。
Sometimes we see their expression very clearly.
他好像是在说，难道你真的不知道我现在不想要去参加你们的聚会？我对这个没有兴趣吗？
Don't you understand? I don't want to go. I'm not interested in this.
我们心里面实在是要对他们说。
But we need to say to these people.
说我们实在是明白你现在的感受。
We do understand your feeling right now.
也了解你的心情。
And we understand what you're thinking.
但是我们更知道你最大的需要是什么。
But we also know what you most need.
我们非常感谢神。
And so we really thank our Lord.
今天我们在北美这边。
Today in North America.
神好像没有把更大的功课量给我们。
It seems like God has not given us greater lessons.
我们传福音还不必要去担心我们会流血舍命。
And we don't have to worry about our lives when we preach the gospel.
我们也不用去担心那些手铐和牢房。
And we don't need to worry about the authorities or imprisonment.
我们只要付出一点点的爱心、时间和精力。
All we need to give is a little bit of our time and our love.
需要在神面前付上一些祷告。
And to offer up some prayer.
需要在人面前学习谦卑。
To be humble before others.
神没有把更大的功课量给我们。
God hasn't given us greater lessons.
我们实在是在这些事情上，我自己是常常觉得亏缺了神。And
so in these matters, I often feel that I have shortchanged God.
当我回国遇见一些弟兄姐妹们的时候，when
I think of other brothers and sisters,
在我的家乡那边有个聚会。In
my hometown, there is a meeting place.
我感谢主，他们没有受到任何的逼迫。I
thank the Lord that they do not suffer persecution.
但是他们在他们的心中。 常常有一个准备,
but in their hearts, they are prepared.
我就听他们在弟兄姐妹们中间讲,
and I hear when they share amongst each other.
他说有一天, 如果我们中间有一些人突然间被带走了,
if one day some of us are arrested,
你们要继续工作,
the rest need to continue working.
在他们的心中是常常准备好的,
So they are always prepared in their hearts.
我们为此要感谢神。
So for this we thank God.
在我们的心中也是要常常准备好的。
We also need to be prepared in our hearts.
彼得告诉我们说，若有人问起你们得救的缘由，你要以常常以喜乐平安的心告诉他们。
Peter tells us that if anyone asks you about your salvation, you need to share with them with a joyful heart.
我们常常要准备好和人分享我们生命的故事。
So we need to be always prepared to share the story of our life with others.
因为传福音不光是给别人的。
Because preaching the gospel is not only for others.
乃是神在我们身上做工的机会。
But it is also an opportunity for God to work in my life.
孙弟兄上次提到，我们在我们中间有天生就可以跟人接触这样的性格的人不是特别多。
Last time Brother Sun shared that those who can naturally interact comfortably with everyone are few.
所以我相信绝大多数的我们的弟兄姐妹们，我们可能和我一样，我们都是从天性上我们不愿意去接触人的。
And so maybe the majority of us are like myself. We're unwilling to go out and meet other people.
如果神已经给你一个这样的好的天生的性格。
But if God has already given you this natural personality,
我们为此感谢神。
And for this we thank God.
更应该好好的为主所用。
So you can be used greatly by the Lord.
如果神没有给我们。
But if God has not granted this to us,
他今天要借着得救之后的生命来改变我们的性格。
Then today he will use our life after we are saved to change our character.
他能改变。
Because he can change.
因为我看见他在我自己身上的改变。
Because I've seen his work in my life.
我看见他在许多弟兄姐妹身上的改变。
And I've seen the change that he's worked in brothers and sisters' lives.
的确，我们都是非常软弱的。
And indeed, we are all weak.
我们的性格是软弱的。
And our characters are weak.
我们有的时候我们的见证也是软弱的。
And oftentimes our testimonies are weak.
但是只要我们愿意把自己放在神的手中。
But as long as we're willing to place ourselves in God's hands,
神要做奇妙的工作。
Then he will do an amazing work.
我们实在是要为此感谢神。
And so for this we thank God.
要借着我们这些软弱的器皿来彰显他的大能。
That we as weak vessels can manifest his greatness.
今天我们都从主那边接受了一个命令。
And today we have all received this command from the Lord.
这是我们生活中的一个大的使命。
This is our great commission.
马太福音这里边说，所以你们要去。
In Matthew says, therefore go.
在这个所以之前有一个非常大的原因，因为。
And before the therefore, there is a reason.
圣经告诉我们说，天上地下所有的权柄都已经赐给我们的主了。
Because it says, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth.
所以你们要去。
Therefore go.
我们看见主耶稣在地上的一生。
We see Jesus' life on this earth.
他本是创造的主。
He was the creator.
他本来是坐在宝座上的神。
He was the one who sat on the throne.
但他却愿意救我们这些卑微渺小的人。
Yet he was willing to save us lowly people.
来到地上。
He came to earth.
他行走在加利利的海边。
And he walked in the Sea of Galilee.
他一生只有一个目的。
He had but one purpose.
就是要为我们的罪走上十字架。
That is to go on the cross for our sins.
要为着拯救这些失丧将要灭亡的人。
To save us who were walking towards destruction.
因此神赐给他超出万名之上的名。
And so God gave him the name above all names.
赐给他天上地下所有的权柄。
And gave him the authority on earth and in heaven.
今天他把这个责任托付了给我们。
And today he has given us this responsibility.
所以他对教会说，所以你们要去。
So he tells the church to go.
我们都一同来接受这个使命。
So we all accept this commission.
在这个使命的背后也有一个极大的应许。
Behind this commission, there is a great promise.
我们读到马太福音的最后一节。
In the last verse of Matthew.
凡我所吩咐你们的，都教训他们去遵守。我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
Teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you, and I am with you always, even to the end of the age.
我们实在是感谢神。
So we truly thank God.
这是一个极大的应许。
This is a great promise.
让我们一同来接受这个使命。
May we all accept this commission together.
一同来经历这个应许。
To experience this promise together.
借着神在我们身上的工作来彰显他的大能。
So that through the work of God in our lives, we can manifest his greatness.
我早晨就借着这些简单的话和弟兄姐妹有些鼓励。
I will end my sharing here.
感谢主，我们弟兄今天早晨在这里激励我们，实在是合适。
We thank the Lord for the suitable encouragement of our brother this morning.
从1998年，我们弟兄搬家到这里来开始。
Our brother and his family moved here in 1998.
这十年的中间，他们一家为福音尽心竭力的摆上。
And in these 10 years, this family has put their all for the gospel.
我相信在永世里面，他们要得很大的奖赏。
I believe that in eternity they will receive their reward.
多少次，时间已经很晚很晚了，十一点、十二点了，弟兄还在这里。
Late into the night, even midnight, our brother was still here.
为着那些朋友们接送，为他们做许多的事情。
Providing transportation and other services for gospel friends.
我们弟兄不应该是少数的。
And our brother should not be in the minority.
应该是神对每一个他儿女共同的托付。
Because this is the same entrustment God has given to all his children.
他给我们同样的时间。
He has given us the same amount of time.
给我们同样的机会。
And the same opportunities.
所有一切的环境一样。
And the same environment.
我们弟兄也要工作，要忙碌。
And our brother still works and is busy.
但是他把他所有剩下的时间，通通为着主摆上去。
But the rest of his time, he has given to the Lord.
把我们弟兄的激励，真的是激励我们。
And so may our brother's encouragement truly encourage us.
我们全教会，人人都起来传福音。
So that everyone here can come rise up to preach the gospel.
人人都来撒种。
To sow the seed,
人人都去收割
to harvest,
这是实在是天父对他每一个儿女共同的期望
because this is the same desire that God has for his children.
我也要顺着我们弟兄刚才交通和弟兄姊妹再有一点的勉励
and so I will continue where my brother left off.
我希望弟兄姊妹们不要把这个当作是我们的讲道
and I wish that brothers and sisters will not see this as mere preaching.
如果我们带着听到的心来听这些信息的话，那就毫无意义。
Because if we bring a heart of listening to a sermon, then there will be less meaning.
刚才我们弟兄给我们一个字，就是去。
Our brother gave us a word, and that is go.
福音不是光这些信息不是光让我们来听一听。
The gospel is not just for us to listen to.
还是要激励我们能够出去。
But rather is to encourage us to go out.
所以我请弟兄姊妹一同来读《约翰福音》第四章。
Please turn to the Gospel of John, chapter 4.
约翰福音第四章。
John, chapter 4.
我们来读31到38节。
Verses 31 through 38.
约翰福音31到38节。我们翻到以后，所有弟兄姊妹都一同来读，好吗？
Please read together.
好，没同来。这期间，门徒对耶稣说：“拉比，请吃。”耶稣说：“我有食物吃，是你们不知道的。”门徒就彼此对问说：“莫非有人拿什么给他吃吗？”耶稣说：“我的食物就是遵行差我来者的旨意，做成他的功。你们岂不说？”到收割的时候还有四个月吗？我告诉你们，举目向田观看，庄稼已经熟了，可以收割了。收割的人得工价，积蓄五谷到永生，叫撒种的和收割的一同快乐。俗语说，那人撒种，这人收割，这话可见是真的。我猜你们去收你们所没有劳苦的，别人劳苦，你们享受他们所劳苦的。第二次我们来读箴言二十四章。
Proverbs chapter 24.
箴言二十四章第二十七节。
Proverbs 24:27.
箴言二十四章二十七节。
Proverbs 24:27.
好，我们一起来。你要在外头预备工料，在田间办理整齐，然后建造房屋。 再读一次。
One more time.
你要在外头预备工料，在田间办理整齐，然后建造房屋。最后一处我们要读哈该书。
Lastly, turn to Haggai.
哈该书在旧约的最后面第三卷书。
The third to last book of the Old Testament.
最后旧约最后第三卷哈该书。
The book of Haggai.
我们要读第一章的第四到第九节。
Chapter 1, verses 4 through 9.
哈该书一章第四到第九。
Haggai 1:4-9.
我们一起来读好吗
？Read together.
这殿仍然荒凉，你们自己还住天花板的房屋吗？现在万军之耶和华如此说：你们要省察自己的行为，你们撒的种多，收的却少；你们吃却不得饱，喝却不得足。穿衣服却不得暖，得工钱的将工钱装在破落的囊中。万军之耶和华如此说：你们要省察自己的行为，你们要上山取木料建造这殿，我就因此喜乐且得荣耀。这是耶和华说的。你们盼望多得，所得的却少；你们收到家中，我就催去。这是为什么呢？因为我的殿荒凉，你们个人却顾自己的房屋。这是万军之耶和华说的。我们把第八节再读一次好吗？
We'll read verse 8 one more time.
你们要上山取木料建造这殿，我就因此喜乐且得荣耀。这是耶和华说的。好，我们圣经就先读这些。
We'll read to here.
所有在地上的人都应当做一件事情。
All people on this earth should do one thing.
那些还没有得救的人应当要信耶稣。
Those who have not been saved need to accept Jesus.
今天有一些朋友们也在我们中间。
And today there are some friends among us.
我们感谢主，你愿意来到我们中间。
I thank the Lord that you're here.
来到我们中间做什么呢？
And why are you here?
最重要的要认识耶稣。
Most importantly, to know Jesus.
来接受他所给我们的救恩。
To accept His salvation.
因为没有得救，就永远灭亡。
Because without salvation, we will be destroyed.
不论我们有多少的道理要来跟神辩论。
And regardless of how much ideology we have.
一个不能改变的事实，就是所有的人最后都死了。
The fact is that everyone will face death.
同样的，我们的灵魂若不得救，最后也是永远的沉沦。
In the same way, if our spirit and if our soul is not saved, then we will perish.
所以我们要相信主。
So we need to believe in the Lord.
相信他所说的话都是真的。
To believe that His words are true.
那么另外一件事是所有信主的人都应当做的。
And the other thing is for all those who have believed.
那就是我们要用所有的机会去跟人传福音。
We need to use every opportunity to preach the gospel.
用我们所有的可能的智慧要跟人传福音。
To use all our wisdom to preach the gospel.
用我们所有的把它摆上去来传福音。
To offer up our all for the gospel.
如果不这样，
If we do not do this,
那我们就失职。
Then we are irresponsible.
因为神把福音托付给我们。
Because God has given us the gospel.
保罗向帖撒罗尼迦的教会说。
Paul tells the church of Thessalonica.
既然印证了我们。
Since God has chosen us.
把福音托付我们。
Has entrusted the gospel to us.
这个托付是给所有教会的。
Then this is for all the churches.
是给每一个蒙恩得救的神的儿女的。
For every child of God that has been saved.
没有一个例外。
And there is no exception.
孙兄上次跟我们说
，Brother Sun told us earlier，
如果我们从神那边领受的恩典全部扣在我们身上的话
，If we just keep God's grace for ourselves，
那我们就比不信主的人还要自私。
Then we are more selfish than those who are not saved。
保罗他一生传福音。
And so Paul preached the gospel his entire life.
罗马书里面他告诉我们,
In Romans he tells us,
那些传福音报喜信的人, 他们家中是何等的佳美。
How beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel.
保罗的一生为福音而行走。
Paul's entire life was lived for the gospel.
他说他所行的都是为福音的缘故。
And he said that all he did was for the purpose of the gospel.
但是他告诉我们说,
But he also tells us,
他说在罗马书10章14节和15节, 他说,
In Romans 10, verse 14 and 15, he says,
他整个的意思就是说, 如果没有人去传福音, 谁能够听见这个福音呢?
If no one preaches the gospel, then who can hear it?
如果没有听见, 他们只能相信呢?
And if no one hears it, how can they accept it?
所以出去传福音, 才能够叫人听见福音。
And so preaching the gospel is the only way for others to hear the gospel.
听见福音才有可能得救。
And only when people hear the gospel can they be saved.
这些年来, 我们中间, 有一些人得救。
And these years, there have been some that have been saved here.
虽然我们都觉得, 跟我们, 大家一起的努力, 好像是不太相称的。
Although it does not seem to match up with the efforts that we put in.
好像我们很多的时间力量摆上去, 得救的人不多。
Perhaps we put in much effort and time, but those who are saved are few.
但至少有人得救。
But at least there are some who are saved.
弟兄姊妹们, 有人得救, 就不是小事。
And when someone is saved, then it is a great matter.
传福音绝不是小事。
Preaching the gospel is no small matter.
主怎么告诉我们呢?
How does the Lord say it?
他说有一个罪人在地上悔改了。
He said, for one sinner to repent on earth,
在天上就要为他这样来快乐。
Then in heaven, they will rejoice for this person.
那就是说我们的天父, 我们的主, 圣灵和众天使们, 要一起在那里欢乐, 在那里庆祝。
That is the Heavenly Father, the Holy Spirit, and all the angels are there rejoicing.
就一个人悔改,
for one person who is saved.
就要这样为他庆祝。
And they will celebrate for this person.
所以我们所摆上的绝不是突然的。
So what we have offered up is not in vain.
每一次的福音聚会,
every gospel meeting,
无论大型的小型的,
whether small or large,
或是你个人出去传的,
or if you go out by yourself,
只要有人得救了,
as long as one person is saved,
都应该要快乐,
then we ought to be rejoiceful.
传福音实在不是一件小事情。
Because preaching the gospel is no small matter.
为什么呢?
Why?
我们的主他到地上来就是这样。
Because our Lord came to earth for the gospel.
在马太福音里边,
in the Gospel of Matthew,
记载两次说主他走遍各城各乡。
It says that our Lord went through each town and village.
他走遍各城各乡做什么?
And for what?
他不是去游山玩水。
Not to vacation and tour.
他是去传天国的福音。
But to go preach the gospel of the heavens.
他是医治他们的疾病。
To heal the sick.
他是赶他们身上的鬼出去。
And to drive out the demons.
他去解他们心里面的干渴。
And to quench their thirst.
他看见那些流离失所的人。
And he saw these lost people.
他就这样为他们尽心竭力的摆上。
He put up his all for them.
很多时候都是连饭都顾不得吃。
And many times he didn't even have a meal.
所以传福音不是一件小事情。
And so preaching the gospel is no small matter.
神的儿子到地上来, 天天传福音。
God's Son came to earth and preached the gospel daily.
直到在十字架上。
Until the cross.
他还是为着福音。
He was still working for the gospel.
他求父赦免我们。
He asked the Lord to Father to forgive us.
叫我们能得赦免, 能得救。
So that we can be saved.
他说成了。
He said it is finished.
整个神要救人的工作完成了。
The entire work of saving people has been finished.
剩下来的就是我们需要出去。
And what's left is for us to go out.
福音传给万民地。
To preach the gospel to all nations.
福音实在不是一件小事。
The gospel is no small thing.
使徒们, 他们传福音。
The apostles preached the gospel.
他们奉差遣做什么?
What were they called for?
保罗跟罗马的教会说, 我是特派传神的福音。
Paul told the Roman church that I was especially called to preach God's the gospel.
使徒在教会中, 乃是最大的。
And the apostles were the greatest in the church.
神所设立的第一是使徒。
The first that God established was the apostle.
但使徒的责任是传福音。
And the responsibility of the apostle was to preach the gospel.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
我们不要轻看传福音这件事情。
Please do not look down on preaching the gospel.
传福音绝对不是一件小事情。
Because the gospel is no small matter.
我们应当殷勤的来传福音。
We should diligently preach the gospel.
为什么福音这么宝贵？
Why is the gospel so precious?
因为福音能救人。
Because it can save people.
它能够从撒旦的国度里面把灵魂抢救出来。
It can take souls out of the kingdom of Satan.
所以传福音是国度与国度的一个征战。
And so preaching the gospel is a battle between kingdoms.
在我们已经看不见的世界中。
In the realm that we cannot see.
魔鬼和他的差役远远地看住人的灵魂。
The enemy has the souls of people in their sight.
不让一个灵魂脱逃。
And they are unwilling for even one soul to escape.
所以传福音说起来是应当是艰难的。
And so preaching the gospel should be difficult.
因为你是要从魔鬼的手中把人再抢回来。
Because you are taking these souls away from the hand of Satan.
好多年以前，大家可能都还记得。
Many years ago, I think some will remember.
有两件事情我心中印象很深。
There were two events that made a deep impression in me.
就是有一次，在伊朗，美国大使馆里面的人被掳了。
And one was the embassy in Iran was attacked, and the people were taken captive.
总共好几百天，我忘了几天。
And it was for a long time.
全美国每个人都伤心。
And the entire country was sorrowful.
真的是觉得非常丢脸。
And the United States was embarrassed.
那些人只一天不得释放。
And every day that these Americans were held captive.
美国人就一天没有快乐。
Then Americans were without joy for another day.
到后来总统大选到了。
Until the presidential election came.
在总统大选的前不久，人质被释放了。
And not long before the election, the people were set free.
美国派特遣部队，最好的部队。
And so the United States sent their best troops
去拯救他们的人质。
To take back the captives.
因为这个人质的释放。
And because they were set free.
他们那个党在总统的选举中人得了胜利。
The party at that time was victorious.
所以救人实在是无比的宝贵。
So saving people is truly precious.
另外一个比较近的一点的。
Another example.
好像是伊拉克战争的那个时候。
I think during the Iraq War.
有一个美国女兵 Jessica 被俘虏了。
There was a female soldier named Jessica who was taken captive.
是不是伊拉克战争？是哦。然后在那个医院里面，他们派兵严严的看守。
And at the hospital, they set guards around the building.
他们要借这个事件来羞辱美国。
Iraq wanted to use this event to shame the United States.
美国派特遣部队。
And so, United States sent special troops.
就硬把他从医院里面抢出来。
And forced their way to rescue.
全美国欢腾。
And the entire nation rejoiced.
所以实在福音真是不是一件小事。
So the gospel is no small matter.
但是它是有征战的。
But there is battle there.
我们必须殷勤在主面前为着福音来求。
So we need to seek diligently before the Lord for the gospel.
今天主鼓励我们。
And today, the Lord encourages us.
要殷勤的为着福音摆上。
To diligently put forth for the gospel.
在刚才读到的约翰福音第四章里面。
Earlier we read in the Gospel of John.
有一个非常美好的描述。
There is a good analogy.
在我们读的那段经文的前面，就记载主耶稣向一个撒玛利亚的妇人传了福音。
Before in the passage that we read, it was the story of Jesus and the Samaritan woman.
那一天，主已经是又饿又渴。
And that day, our Lord was hungry and thirsty.
而且是正是中午是最热的时候。
And it was noontime when it was most hot.
主请门徒们去买食物。
The Lord asked the disciples to go buy food.
他肚子饿了。
Because he was hungry.
他渴了。
And thirsty.
可是他看到有一个妇人。
But he saw this woman.
比主更饿，比主更渴。
Who was more hungry and more thirsty than our Lord?
她换了五个丈夫，在这个第六个还不是她丈夫。
And she already had five husbands, and the sixth one was not her husband.
但是她还不满足。
But she was still not satisfied.
她还没有找到一个能够满她心意的。
And she had yet to find someone who could satisfy her.
主看到这个妇人。
So the Lord saw this woman
向她传福音
and preached the gospel to her.
圣经记载
and the Bible records
这个妇人得救了
that this woman was saved.
就在人看起来不可能的人得救
And it seems like it was impossible for her to be saved.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters
福音实在是神的大能
Gospel is God's great power.
如果我们肯听神的话
If we're willing to listen to God's word
他一定能够救人
Then he can save people.
因为神说，在人所不能的，在神凡事都能。
Because what is impossible with man is possible with God.
今天是不是有很多人，我们感觉没有希望救他
？Are there those who we think are impossible to be saved?
传到几年以后，我们觉得我们应该放弃。
After years of preaching the gospel, do we feel like giving up?
但我们没有放弃的权利。
But we do not have this right to give up.
我们必须要继续的为他传。
Because we need to continue to preach to them.
到的时候，主必工作。
And when the time is right, God will work. 所以
主带这个妇人得救以后。
And so after the Lord saved this woman,
他非常非常的饱足。
He was very full.
使徒们拿食物回来给他吃。
And the disciples brought back food for him.
主说我不必吃。
And he said, I do not need it anymore.
门徒们莫名其妙。
And the disciples were confused.
他们想说，是不是有人拿着食物给他吃了？
And they thought, did someone bring food for him already?
所以我们看这个这些门徒们也没有很聪明嘛。
So you see, these disciples maybe were not most intelligent.
所以这个对我们是一个鼓励。
So maybe for us it can be an encouragement.
主可以用他们，主也可以用我们。
The Lord can use them, He can use us.
他们在那边猜。莫非有人拿食物给他吃
？So they're guessing, could someone have brought food for him?
但主的食物是什么
？But what is our Lord's food?
他是遵行差我来到的旨意，做成他的工。
My food is to do the will of him who sent me.
当那个妇人她的饥渴得到满足的时候，主自己也得到满足了。
When that woman's hunger was fulfilled, our Lord was filled himself.
所以传福音的人首先得到喜乐。
And so those who preach the gospel first receive joy.
你解人干渴，你自己的干渴先得到解决。
You quench another's thirst, your own thirst is quenched.
你去担人的重担，你的重担就轻省了。
When you bear others' burdens, then your burdens are lightened.
如果我们天天只看自己，看我们的需要，看我们的难处。
If all we see is our needs and our troubles,
那我们就一直在那个难处里面就出不来了。
Then we cannot come out of our troubles.
所以主给我们一个非常好的榜样。
And so the Lord gives us a good example.
他告诉门徒们。
And he tells the disciples.
他说庄稼已经熟了。
He says the harvest is ready.
原文是说庄稼已经发白了。
He says it is ripe for harvest.
可以收割了。
It is time to harvest.
但是门徒们怎么说
？But what did the disciples say?
他们说还有四个月。
They said there are four more months.
凡是懒惰的人。都说收割的时候还没到。
And those who are lazy will always say that the harvest is not yet here.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为他不举目。
Because they do not open their eyes.
不举目的人就看不见庄稼是熟的。
And those who don't open their eyes can't see that the harvest is ripe.
看来看去没有一个是适合来得救的。
And they look here and there and they don't see anyone who can be saved.
那些殷勤的人他是眼睛打开的。
But those who are diligent have eyes that are open.
在那里寻找。
And they are seeking.
可以看见许多人他们可以得救。
And they see many people who can be saved.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
所以说在马太福音也是这样告诉我们。
In Matthew, our Lord tells us
他曾经看到许多人
that he saw many people
然后他就怜悯他们
and he had compassion on them
他觉得这些人像羊没有牧人一样
and he saw these people as sheep without a shepherd
是困苦的是流离的
and they're in trouble and they are lost
为什么主会这个感觉
and why did our Lord have this feeling
因为主肯举目
Because he was willing to open his eyes.
当我们眼睛一打开的时候
Once we open our eyes,
我们就发现周遭的人其实有非常大的需要
We see that people around me have the great need.
你不要看他们住的房子挺好
Don't see that they live in a nice house.
你不要看他们出来的时候挺关系挺好
Or see that they have a good contacts.
但是在那个屋子里头有多少的难处
But within that home, how many troubles there are.
丈夫和妻子的难处
Difficulties between the husband and wife.
父母和儿女的难处
And troubles between parents and children.
还有自己里面败坏天性所带给他的那种无奈
And then the troubles that come with our depraved nature.
我们都是从那种情况被救出来的
And so we're all saved out of these conditions.
我们不要一下就忘记了人是困苦流离的
So do not forget that we live in difficulty.
他们心灵困苦
In their heart, they have trouble.
又饥又渴
They're hungry and thirsty.
那么流离是什么意思呢
And what does it mean to be lost?
就是他们找不着归宿
It's that they can't find where they belong.
他们找不着方向
And they can't find their direction.
他们找不着真正的目的
They can't find a true purpose.
当主耶稣被他们找到的时候
And when Jesus found them,
他们就有了归宿
Then they had a place.
他们就有了方向
and they had direction.
他们人生也就有了目的
and their life had purpose.
那亲爱的弟兄姊妹
so dear brothers and sisters,
主要我们举目观看
God wants us to open our eyes.
庄稼已经熟了
because the fields are ripe.
可以收割了
it is time to harvest.
主的话应验了吗
and has our Lord's words been fulfilled?
应验了
yes.
你看初期教会
you see the early church.
在主耶稣被钉十字架的时候
When Jesus was crucified,
有谁能够想到说他们中间有人要信主呢
Who could imagine that there were those who will believe?
当主被钉十字架的时候
And when Jesus was on the cross,
就是几个妇女
There were only a few women,
几个可怜的门徒
And a few disciples.
谁会想到有那么多人要信主呢
Who could imagine that so many would believe?
但是主一从死里复活
But when Jesus rose from the dead,
门徒就改变了
Then the disciples changed.
耶路撒冷全城改变了。
And the entire Jerusalem changed.
一次传福音三千人就得救了。
And one sermon, 3,000 were saved.
再次传福音5,000个男人就得救了。
And another sermon, 5,000 men were saved.
一下子几天，耶路撒冷教会是几万人。
And in a few days, the church in Jerusalem was over 10,000.
威尔士大复兴。
And then there was a great revival at Wales.
在1904年。
In 1904,
整个地区几乎都信主了。
The entire region was saved.
5天关门了。
The bars were closed.
监狱也没有人了。
And the jails were empty.
戏院也关门了。
And the theaters closed.
整个树林的气氛充满在那里。
And a spiritual atmosphere came upon the place.
在二十世纪30到50年代，在中国。
And in the 20s and 30s in China.
神也借着教会把福音传遍中国。
God used the church to preach the gospel throughout the country.
在那之前，谁敢相信
？And before that, who could imagine?
所以主的话没有错。
So God's word is not.
庄稼是熟了。
The fields are ripe.
只有懒惰的人看不见庄稼熟。
And only the lazy cannot see that.
但是主告诉我们
But the Lord tells us,
庄稼已经熟了。
The fields are ripe.
可以收割了。
It is time to harvest.
收割是什么意思
And what does the harvest mean?
收割就是最简单的事了。
And the harvest is the easiest.
你拿个刀就把它割下来了。
You take the sickle and you harvest.
小孩都会的。
And even children know how to do it.
你叫小孩去插秧。他可能不会插。
You tell the kids to go planting, they may not know how.
他把那秧苗整个插进去，埋到里面去，死掉了。
Maybe they will bury the seedling too deep.
那这擦完以后又踩到，它就坏掉了。
Maybe they will trample what they planted.
收割很简单。
But harvesting is easy.
以前我们家收割的时候。
Before when our family was harvesting.
我也去割几个。
And I harvested some as well.
真的很容易。
It truly is easy.
我真的是割过那个庄稼已经那个烂掉的那种情形。就是 rotten. 那个稻梗啊都已经烂了，我一抓就起来，不需要割了。
And it was overripe, so I could just pull it out.
树割就是树上有果子，是甜的，是红的，你把它摘下来就可以了。
And if the fruit is ripe in the trees, then all you need to do is pick it.
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters,
如果我们不肯收割，我们就太过分了。
If we're unwilling to harvest, then it's too much.
如果我们不会收割，我们就失职了。
And if we do not know how to harvest, then we are irresponsible.
主说：“我差你们出去收割，你们是没有劳苦的。”
God says that I send you out to harvest what you have not labored over.
别人劳苦，你们享受他们的快乐。
Others have labored, and you are enjoying the benefits.
所以弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters,
让我们来举目
let us open our eyes,
让我们来看
and let us see.
我们的心是跟我们的眼睛相连的
Our hearts are connected to our eyes.
主之所以能怜悯人，是因为他看见
Our Lord had compassion on others because he saw.
所以眼睛一开，我们的心也就开了。
So once our eyes open, then our heart opens as well.
眼睛如果闭着，心也是关注的。
If our eyes are closed, then our heart is closed as well.
心的关注就不会有怜悯。
Then a heart that is closed will not have compassion.
心一打开，怜悯和爱就出去。
But once your heart opens up, then compassion and love will flow through.
你到哪里去看呢？
And where do you see? What do you look at?
教会有福音聚会。
The church has a gospel meeting.
很多朋友被邀来了。
And there are many gospel friends who invited.
我们应该看一看。
We ought to look around.
我们不要每一次都看我们熟悉的那个人。
And we shouldn't just look at those who we know.
看几个我们喜欢的人。
Or just look at those that we like.
我们去看看几个陌生人。
We should go talk to those that we don't know.
看看那些还没有得救的人。
Or those that have not been saved yet.
东南区有福音聚会。
The Southeast District.
大学区有福音聚会。
Or the U District has a gospel.
我们都可以去看一看。
We can all go and look.
教会公布了一个福音朋友的名单。
And the church has a list of gospel friends.
就公布在外面的那个布告栏上。
And it's posted on the bulletin in the lobby.
可能我们很多弟兄都不知道那里有名单。
Maybe many of us don't know that there is a list of names there.
我们可以看到有人需要的。
But we can see that there are people who have needs.
求主让我们能够去看。
So may we open our eyes.
我在这里主说收割之前要有祷告。
And here's the Lord says before you harvest, we need to pray.
因为他说呢，庄稼多，工人少，所以我们要求庄稼的主打发工人。
Because there is much to reap, but there are few laborers.
祷告在整个福音工作上是最重要的。
Prayer is the most important in the work of the gospel.
而且那些会祷告的人也最可能是会出去的人。
And those who know how to pray are most likely to go out.
我不相信我们在那里为人祷告要他得救的时候我们会没有行动。
And I don't believe that we can pray for people but not have any action.
那当然只求不去那是没有用的。
And of course, if we only ask, but we do not go, then there is less, it is less effective.
只去不求的人也不会成功。
And those who only go out, but do not pray, will be less effective.
就那些先求了，然后顺着神的导发出去的人，他们可以为主的人。
And only those who first pray and then go out will be most effective.
我们出去做什么？
And what do we do when we go out?
出去我们要传。
We go out to preach.
但是除了传之外呢
But beside preaching,
我让人看。
We let people see.
因为人要得救。
People need to be saved.
必须看一看。
But they need to see first.
看对人是很重要的。
Seeing is very important for us.
那看见得救的人是怎么样的一个情况？
They want to see what a saved person is like.
主说，让人看见你们的好行为。
The Lord says, let people see your good deeds.
让人看见我们的好品性。
Let people see, your good, character.
让人闻见我们身上基督的香气。
Let others, experience the aroma of the Lord on our lives.
让这些都显在我们的言语，显在我们的行动中。
May all these be manifest in our words and actions.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
传福音不是一件小事。
Preaching the gospel is no small matter.
彼得告诉我们。
Peter tells us.
因着我们肯殷勤的工作。
Because we are diligent.
我们的德性就会一天一天的扩展。
Then, our character will increase.
在彼得后书他告诉我们。
In 2 Peter, it says.
当我们得到这个生命。
When we receive this life.
有了一个还要再加上另外一个。
There will be one and another will be added.
总共有七个加。
And there are seven things that are added.
加到完全。
And it adds until it's perfect.
这个加到哪里呢?
And where does it add to?
最后两个就是说要有爱弟兄的心。
The last two, there is a heart that loves brothers and sisters.
那有爱弟兄的心之后还要加上爱众人的心。
And after loving brothers and sisters, there was a love for all people.
就是爱你不认识的人。
To love those that you do not know.
爱我们的福音朋友。
And to love our gospel friends.
把他们带得救。
To bring them, to the Lord.
如果我们肯这样加的话。
If we are willing to add these things.
彼得说我们就要丰丰富富地进入我主耶稣基督永远的国。
Then Peter says that we will enter abundantly into the kingdom of God.
所以传福音不是一件小事情。
So preaching the gospel is no small matter.
跟你在来世永世的奖赏是有关系的。
It is related directly to your life in the future.
当彼得告诉主说，我们已经撇下我们所有一切来跟从你了，那我们要得什么？
When Peter says we have left all to follow you, what will we receive?
可能我们都不太好意思问主这个话。
Maybe we are embarrassed to ask the Lord this question.
感谢彼得帮我们问你。
But thank the Lord that Peter asked this question already.
主耶稣回答他什么？
What did Jesus say?
他说，你们这些撇下一切跟从我的人。
He said that those of you who have left all to follow me.
要在今生得百倍，来世得永生。
In this life you'll receive 100-fold, but in eternity you will receive life.
那就是说，当你这样传福音的时候，你在这一生你就已经经历了福音的好处。
And so that is to say, when you preach the gospel in this life, you will experience all the goodness of the gospel.
你的满足是大的。
And your satisfaction is great.
你的福气是大的。
And your blessing is great.
啊，在来世是什么呢？
And in the time to come.
那就是千年国度。
That is the millennium.
在千年国度里面有份。
You will have a part in the millennium.
因为我们在这过程中间被主磨练。
Because in this process we are changed by the Lord.
我们不断地被他改变像主。
And we are constantly changed to be more like him.
因着传福音。
And through the gospel.
我们被培养出一个为父的心肠。
We can we develop a heart that is of God.
我们会照顾那些年幼的弟兄姊妹。
And we can take care of those who are younger than us.
我们看他们像自己的儿女那样。
And we see them as our own children.
今天在波饼聚会晚的时候，有个弟兄告诉我。
Today after communion, a brother told me.
他说：“郑弟兄，我感谢主。”
He said, "Brother John, I thank the Lord."
我最近看到教会中的一个小弟兄。
Recently, I saw a younger brother in the church.
我看他就像我的儿子那样。
And I see him as my own son.
我们弟兄还没结婚。
And our brother is not yet married.
但因着信主的缘故。
But because he was saved.
他里面被培养出来一个为父的心。
He has developed a father's heart.
他说我常常都想到他。
He says, I often think of my younger brother.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
如果你能这样，你就有福了。
If you can be like this, then you will be blessed.
我们就不会闲懒不结果子了。
And we will bear fruit.
所以我们感谢主。
So we thank the Lord.
圣经告诉我们说，我们要为主建造圣殿。
Bible tells us that we need to build a temple for the Lord.
圣殿就是教会。
And the temple is the church.
传福音是整个建造的起头。
And preaching the gospel is the beginning of the building.
如果没有木头，圣殿不可能建成。
If there's no wood, then there can be no temple.
我们这些人就像那些被掳归回的人。
And so we are like those who are exiled but returned.
他们当年怎么样被拦阻建殿的工作？
And how they were prohibited from rebuilding the temple.
今天好像也觉得传福音困难。
We are likewise, we feel that it's difficult to preach the gospel.
我们福音的负担就渐渐就淡了。
And then our burden for the gospel wanes.
但神借着哈该激励他们。
But the Lord, God used Haggai to encourage them.
哈该告诉他们。
Haggai told them,
你们顾自己的房屋。
He said, you care for your own house,
却让神的殿荒凉。
But you let the temple go to ruin.
因此你们所要得的得不着。
Therefore, all that you seek is in vain.
如果我们肯上山去取木料，
If we're willing to go on the mountain to gather wood,
建造这个殿，
to build this temple,
神就得喜乐，
then God will be joyful,
又得荣耀。
And he will be glorified.
所以哈该激励他们。
So Haggai encouraged them.
他告诉他们说，如果你们肯这样做，
He said, if you're willing to do this,
神必与你们同在。
Then God will be with you.
他要所罗巴伯刚强。
He strengthened Zerubbabel.
他要约书亚也刚强。
And he strengthened Joshua.
他要所有被掳归回到耶路撒冷的百姓，个个都刚强。
And he strengthened the remnant that returned to Jerusalem.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
因为他们有敬畏耶和华的心。
Because they had a heart that feared the Lord.
他们肯听神借着先知所传的话。
And they're willing to listen to the words of the prophets.
在话语传完24天之内，他们开始建殿。
And within 24 days, they began building the temple.
主告诉他们说，
And the Lord told them,
你们不要看这个殿好像没什么。
Do not look down on this temple.
我们看我们的时代。
We look at our times.
我们真的觉得没什么。
And we may think that it is not much.
但在主眼光中，
but in the Lord's eyes,
这殿幕后的荣耀要大过先前的荣耀。
The glory of the latter temple will be greater than that of the previous.
今天我们所得回来的，
what we have gained today,
都是勇士里面建造圣殿的材料。
It's material that will build the eternal temple.
不论他们现在多么的粗糙。
Regardless of how rough the material is,
主负责把他们磨成金银宝石。
The Lord will mold them into gold, silver, and precious stones.
愿我们都得主的激励。
May we all be encouraged.
说主啊，我在这里。
And say, Lord, I am here.
请差遣我。
Please send me.
那我们唱一首诗歌。
Let us sing a hymn.
唱诗歌634首。
Hymn 634。
我们好不好大家一同起立来唱。
Please rise.
有姊妹们，我刚才说，这些信息不是让我们听的。
Earlier I said that these sermons are not just for us to hear.
那是要我们行的。
But they're for us to act on.
我们愿不愿意跟主说，主啊，我在这里，请差遣我。
We're willing to say, Lord, I'm willing to be sent by you.
当生命的代价，
you paid the price of life,
你差遣我们去传福音，
and you send us out to preach the gospel,
只不过是做一个收割的工作，
and it is just to harvest.
主啊，
Lord,
重担都是你的，
the burden is all yours,
痛苦都是你的，
and the suffering is all yours.
你却让我们来享受你劳苦的快乐，
yet you allow us to enjoy the joy of your toils.
求主今日听我们的祷告。
May you listen to our prayer today.
使我们成为别人的祝福。
So that we can be someone else's blessing.
愿今日有人从我们得祝福。
May someone be blessed through us today.
奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
In the name of Jesus we pray.
Amen.
Amen.